So we have Hitoshi, Isaac, and Antoinette on the phone, so we can start.
Yes, sure. Okay, it's okay for you to maybe review the draft.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if everybody has a computer in front of him, give a few minutes to open the graph.
Is it draft number 5? Okay, let me check. I think it's the number 6.
Number 6?
Yeah. Antoinette sent out yesterday.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Fountain model is there. Yeah.
Antoinette.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes, Bert. I was multitasking here. I hadn't muted you guys. Sorry.
Can you take us to say, I hope, Hitoshi, you got the draft in front of you as well.
I'm going to put my copy up as well, too, in a minute. I'm a little slow here.
Yeah. Hitoshi?
I'm here.
Yes. Can you pull up Antoinette's latest draft on your computer? She sent it out yesterday. Antoinette, can you take us, if you're ready, can you take us to the suggestions you made?
Okay, I'm opening right now. Just give me a minute.
Yeah.
My computer hasn't had its coffee yet. Okay, I'm here. Okay.
I see in the page number 4.
Okay, on page number 4, correct. Counteraction. I just raised the question, who does the informing? Because we're providing a definition. So I'm assuming perhaps it would be the sin. So I would assume that it would read, the SIM informs the participating community about an incident. As appropriate, the SIM facilitates, enables community support for community member. These are just little semantic things that when I read, it doesn't flow for me.
Okay. The SIM is any insert or cert, any entity that will use any security response team that will use the contact repository is my question, because I can't find the definition.
Okay, what you had there was counteraction, inform the participating community. And my question is, who informs the community? Who does the informing? Is it the SIM?
Okay, Bart, I don't remember, but I think this This paragraph is from Past Working Group. Interesting. I'm not so sure.
Oh, okay. Well,
did you rewrite this, internet?
No. No, I didn't. As I said, I would like to know who informs the participating community for the counteraction. Because if someone picks up this document and is not familiar with it, isn't this kind of like an instruction manual so people can follow what the standard operating procedures protocol are?
Yes, I understand.
Yeah, so for counteraction, who would inform the community about an incident? We already know that the SIM is the point of contact.
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
Any
That's why I wanted to bring it to the group.
Yes. Yes. Any thoughts from somebody?
It's probably we need to check with Hitoshi's diagram, but leave it open as a question for, say, the next round. So
okay, no worries.
Yeah, so this is a question, and then we move forward.
Okay, the next page, Luis, would be, I think, maybe 6.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Key functional processes?
Yes. And again, I just like to be able to read so that it makes sense. So I asked the question, is the contact information management the SIM again? Who would be following the following sequences?
Yes. No. This is not only the SIM. SIM is I have a little confusion about the scope of security information manager. Security information manager is like. Okay, the security information manager is who is the security information manager? I'm not so sure in this context. Antoinette, do you define the SIM acronym?
SIM goes back to I picked up SIM in the information exchange, which was on page 4.
Yes.
And
okay.
So I just didn't know if we had another person, or if the SIM is one and the same as the contact manager.
Yes.
I'm just asking the question because remember now I'm not the techie, I'm not a techie, so I'm just reading it as a document.
Yes, I understand.
So when
okay,
I read I, it, I'm kind of like saying, how is this book flowing?
Yes,
so these
I
are the questions that come to my mind. If you have a non-technical person who's not going to refer immediately back to our flowchart. Because perhaps the question is in Hitoshi's graph, but I did not get a chance to overlay that, and I really did need some assistance with that from you all.
Okay. This. Okay. Yes. This sequence of actions or process draws. A new contact, update contact, delete contact. Is the role of the contact with contact center or contact management. Then
okay, so it would be more the contact information center?
Yes.
Would be responsible?
Yes.
Okay, contact information. I'm going to take management out then.
Okay.
And center, is that okay with everyone? Center. Would be responsible.
Okay. The next one. Where is the next one? Or just tell you the.
I'll let me put a note here for me to clean this up. Change color for yourself, Tony. We are now red. Okay. All right. The next one. I'll work on getting that one cleaned up. Number three.
Yes. I think this should be there. The action is very similar to update contact information on systemic basis, but the word periodically gives the recurrence to do the action. I think we should leave there. I don't know if anybody thinks different, or maybe it's redundant with the 2C. That is the question, right? Say the same as the 2C.
Because what I did with C was I put in the word systematic.
Yes.
And systematic could cover it, could cover periodically.
Yes.
So I just perhaps was raising the question because of the redundancy.
Okay. Yes, no. But I'm not so sure if it's redundancy because the point two describes a sequence, sequence of processes, of sub-processes. And this point describes more a maintenance process, maintenance mandate.
Okay, so two is more maintenance?
No, two is more seconds.
Okay, is immediate response.
Description, yes. Yeah. For me, two is much more like a description of process, and three is it's more a mandate. I
okay.
Saw it this way, but we can change it.
Sure, not a problem. I'll just take my question out. Not a problem. Question.
Maybe we can delete the systematic basis from 2C to avoid confusion.
Okay, you want that out?
Well, this is a suggestion. Maybe we can suggest this to review the document. Not delete it completely, but maybe that's it to review it. Later we can approve this.
Luis, this is Bai.
Yes.
What is the difference between contact information management and periodically update contact information?
Yes, from my point of view, maybe it's something about the language, but this is not my mother tongue. Yes.
Yeah.
But from my point of view, the management is... it's more like a process of how to deal with information, more like a system, like behavior of the system, from my point of view. And the contact information update is, from my point of view, it's more like a business model, business mandate. But maybe we can fix a little bit the words. But this is my point of view. and the reason why it's right in points.
Because it is, if you look at the original language, periodically update contact information, and say update contact information, then I don't know what is the difference.
Okay. Yes, I understand your point. But the thing is, the action is the same. But
in that case, wouldn't it be more useful that say contact information that you delete 2C, because you say the first one is adding a new person and deleting it. And then the third action, say periodically update, is that you systematically check whether it's still, so it's systematically checking and updating the contact information.
Okay, maybe again, please, because I'm a little lost with the question.
Let me rephrase it.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
If you look at it from, say, I'm taking now the almost a contribution side, financial contribution side. What you'll see, what will happen, is people need to be included. Contacts need to be included into the repository. And that is a process. And inclusion also means termination, according to some criteria. That's one process of inclusion. And a second process, a functional process, is that it needs, say, the contact information itself, so once a person is included in the repository, then it needs to be maintained. So that is checking whether the data is still correct, and secondly, if it's not correct, it needs to be updated. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
In that case, I would suggest that we delete 2C and say, so this is the contact information management, so that's more in brackets inclusion and termination of contacts, and the third one is maintenance of contact information.
Yes, correct, yes. Sure.
But that's
my
question, Antoinette.
Okay, I'm sorry?
Does this answer your question?
Yes, well, it was just as I was reading it, I didn't know what the difference was between...
Oh, it's very good. So you can delete 2C.
Okay, because I just thought it was redundancy, but
yeah.
I was asking the question in case there was something that I didn't understand that was another process.
Let's put it this way. It's contact information management. You can say that's the overarching process. It's either deleting 2C or number 3.
Okay, well, I took C out and... the update I would have viewed as its separate task, so keeping periodically, periodically keeping update.
And say maybe it's more maintaining correctness contact information.
Okay, so periodically maintain.
But that's included. Maintaining all is implying periodically.
Right, it is. Okay, access.
So it's maintaining correctness of.
Periodically, okay.
By the way, the, room is open.
Okay, my documents. Let me go over here. Let me do something quick. I'm working in.
So I
here
this
and
I think that's easier.
Okay, the room is open. Okay, let me close what I'm working on here, and I'll print out in.
I need to check whether I can. No, I can't do this. I need to save it. I need to save it as PDF. So we'll get there. We get there.
Are we going to stay in the? Are we in the Adobe room?
We got yes. As soon as I've uploaded the document, we can go to the Adobe room.
Okay, let me get to the Adobe room now. Let me connect.
And Isaac and Luis, you can go to the Adobe room as well.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah. And now I'm sharing the document.
I'm not there yet. It's okay. I'm in now.
Yeah, and I go to page 6 where we were. Oh, this is too far. Yeah, this is page 6. Yeah. Can you see it all?
Yeah. Yeah, I do, Isaac. Yeah.
Yes, I do, Bart. Thank you.
Okay, we can go. We can go to the next one. Are you okay, Internet? Are you taking notes?
I'm taking notes. Let me get my yellow pad out now. Because
okay,
I was actually into the. I was actually working in the document as we were speaking. Okay.
Can you just take a note that take out or something? So you take out number 3.
Yes, I did that on. I just sent the document before the Adobe Room Connect into my computer system. So I've made that change. We're on user management number 4 and.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Okay, we went from page 4 to page...
From page 6.
6. I wonder what I forgot with my question. General requirements. Access policy. Oh, yes. Assign rows according to the access policy in C number 3 of the general requirements.
Yes. I agree with the word.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So I think we can leave that alone. And then here, process number 1, protocol for response to data request. And instead of the word of, I was asking the question for contact information.
Data request. Maybe of contact information, because the thing is the contact, the operator from the contact center or any incident response team can request data from contact information.
Right, but they will be requesting. It's the protocol for them to make a data request for information. I guess I just don't like the word, well, we can stick with the word of. Okay, we can stick with it. I probably had too much coffee by the time I was getting into these when I start nitpicking like this. That's what I have to do sometimes. It's better for me to do these things on paper. Okay. All right. Process flow.
Sorry. Isaac or Itochi have a comment about that.
Oh, thank you for making it bigger, whoever did that.
I think I did.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay, go ahead. The next one is the process flow, the point 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
The CRO runs a security query throughout the request. So, yes. All the things about language, I see. Yes, I agree with the word too. Yes, I
okay.
For me, keep being sense, but anybody, if anybody has a comment, please to do it about this. But I agree with the word.
Yes, you have a request. Responsible.
Hitoshi, Isaac?
All right, yes.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
Okay. Number four, I was asking the question again. The CRO sends the data request response to, and it was to me, whom? So I'm assuming it's the IRE?
Yes, because the IRE submitted the data request at the beginning of the process. The response is to the IRE. It's okay?
Yeah. Is that correct? Is my understanding correct?
Yes. For me, it's correct. I don't know if anybody has comments.
No comment. That's okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And again, I just like for things to be clear. So the IRE transmits receipt of the response confirmation to the CRO, who then confirms receipt of the response.
Oh, yes.
There's like a kind of a double process with the process.
Yeah. But for me, it's okay, the suggestion between it's in brackets.
Okay.
It's more clear.
Okay. It's just my clarity. So thank you. All right. Can we move to the next page?
Yeah.
Thank you. Lights just came on. I have no problem with acronyms. I just first think the acronym should be spelled out before they're just used, because there are people who are not familiar with the acronyms. So spell them out first, and then we can use them.
That's a good thing, yeah.
So SSL is?
Secure Socket Layer.
What is it?
Secure Socket Layers. Okay, we'll write it.
Socket.
Secure Socket
S-O
Layer. I write it in the chat.
Okay.
Write it in the chat.
Okay, you have it on the chart? Okay, so we can just make a note on that, and then I'll just get that. And then my comment was the same. I like for things to be spelled out. And then we can use the acronym. I think it just makes it easier for those who are not familiar with the terms, or they may be using an acronym and it might have a different meaning to them.
Yes.
So clarity of our purposes. So if someone could make a sidebar note of that for me, I'll just go ahead and drop it in. Okay?
Yes, okay.
Okay, next page.
All right. Da-da-da! Working on it.
Okay, no worries.
You can see how good I am.
Mm-hmm.
Process flow, we're on here. We
yeah.
are.
Okay, the actors. Directory service. Oh, you moved. Where'd you go? Yes, directory service system. And which is that going to be DS or DSS?
Okay, this definition affects the whole document, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we can use the DSS. That's okay.
We can use DSS.
Yes, we need to change in the whole document because it mentioned many times.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
And for purposes of just having it here, as far as the roles of the actor, since we've defined the actors, my question was, how do we want to define DSS? That's all.
It's the directory service system operator. Because it has to be a person.
Okay, is the operator.
If you talk, if this is a system.
Come. It is a system.
Yeah, if it's...
So just let it stay the way it is?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So it's a directory service system, and it's a directory service system operator. So you can't replace everywhere DS with DSSO.
Okay.
So it depends on the context, whether you talk about the system or you talk about the actor itself.
The actor itself. And in this case, it is the operator.
Yeah.
Okay, so that
makes sense. You've got the facilitator, the contact repository operator, and the directory service system operator.
Okay. That's what was missing for me. Thank you, Bert. So we have to put the word operator in here.
Is
as
that
an
correct,
actor.
Please?
Sorry?
Is that correct, what I'm saying?
Yes, sure. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I did acronyms from acronyms. I used to use the very chart thing. Okay, we can go the next.
Okay.
One question from Antoinette.
My next question, Luis, was instead of using commit to insert the phrase of commitment, period. So the sentence would read, the CRO prepares the contact information received from the TCF according to the process of commitment.
Okay, this process commit is more like a database set instructions, and this is more, this is like the execution of information. When you working with databases, you can prepare the queries, and when you are ready, you commit the queries. This is the commit I use here. It's a very computational word, but I don't know if we can use commitment. I'm not so sure.
No, no, it's not commitment.
Sorry?
It is not commitment.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
Okay,
it's
all right. Commitment. Not a problem. Okay, it was just for purposes for me to read.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Next one is on. I think. Let me check. Yeah.
Yep, that's the next one. Oh, okay. Luis, this is just a suggestion on my part. Somewhere in this document, everybody wants a piece of me this morning. I'm in a meeting. Okay, sorry about that. This is just a suggestion on my part. Somewhere in this document, it may be helpful to address rejections to requests. For example, would the rejections be detailed or just a simple no? What situation would warrant a rejection? Would there be an opportunity to resubmit a request? And if so, how many times? And these were just thoughts and questions that I had in reading this particular item E. And maybe I'm thinking about it too much.
The rejection used to be in the term of systems, the rejection or negative answer used to be accompanied with some justification or some error code or some message explaining the reason why the request was denied or rejected. And in this type of systems, there's no limit of how many times you can keep requesting information and the responses. When when you are logging in, for example, using username or password, it's a good policy to limit the how many times you can try. But in systems, it's not a common thing. Maybe Isaac, do you have any ideas or any comments about this? You're more like a system guy.
Because I do understand it's an automated system, but if I was just thinking, if I had submitted a request and I was rejected or my request was denied, I might want to ask the question why.
So that's
why I raised the question. And if there was a different mechanism that could deal with it or address it, I don't think everybody would ask why, like me, but, you know, I would probably ask why.
But if you read the situation of rejection should contain an explanation at the end of the paragraph, then, yes, should be there. An explanation of the rejection should be there. This is typically, there's a catalog of methods, standard messages, and this catalog of standard messages should be related like a response code that is related to that message in particular, because this is a system and everything should be automated in some way. Then
packet response. Louise.
Yes?
This is an automatic response in principle.
Yes. That's what I'm understanding.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that means so you don't want to say what will happen is so people will respond to an automatic response and that's it. So that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
You don't need any additional information.
Okay. All right. I just was asking a question.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's what would happen if you have a human response.
Yes. But this is not the case in this part of the description. It's a system response.
The next one.
The next one, number three. When I read this, item A, it just didn't connect with me. So could this particular point just be explained? I don't know what was disconnecting with it as I read it. It just didn't connect with me.
Okay. What do you want? It's only the A or all the...
It was only A.
Okay. This A. PCF or zero logs into the system with credentials provided by the Aviation Management.
Mm-hmm.
It's not valid credentials required. The DS can show only pulling information. Yes. This is... Well, When you have a system that provides information, there's many levels of information. Then to be public information, then you can access in anonymous way. Then you don't need to provide your credentials to access that kind of information. Then in the system could be some kind of information or some kind of level of information that is public for anybody can ask. That then there's another part of information that is accessed only by username and password when you log into the system.
Correct.
And according with your credentials, the system will show you that level of information.
Correct, but why would someone be logging into the system that doesn't have credentials?
Well, again,
I guess that's what is fuzzy to me. why would someone be logging into what I would consider to be a secure system that has no credentials?
Yes.
Will the system be totally open for anyone to log into?
No. Yeah. Let me think an example. Okay. By example, there's some systems that you can make queries and the system will show you. By example, the quiz. Yes, it's a good example. The quiz data. There's some level information that is open that anybody can query a quiz from CCTLD, and it will show you only the name of the owner, maybe the name servers, but it will not show you the phone numbers and emails, for example. But if you log into the system system management role or maybe you are an employee from that need, if you log into the system, you can access all the information within the quiz. That's a different level of access. Then it is possible to have some kind of public information that not require logging to the system to query.
Okay.
I'm not so sure what kind of information, but I leave this possibility in the system, because maybe a simple answer like yes, it is it exists or no, it does not exist could be allowed from by the policy to leave free that information. That is okay.
Okay, as I said, I just had the question why someone would be logging into a, quote, as I was viewing it, a secured system without credentials.
Antoinette, how
yes,
would you describe somebody who has the authorization to look into it? Because I think the confusion arises from the word credentials.
Yes, that's the word credentials has been bothering me throughout, and you're absolutely correct, Bart.
Louise, what I think is what you meant in the original document is somebody who is authorized or certified or whatsoever.
Well, who has the clearance.
Yeah.
Someone who has the clearance, the word credential, people can have the credential, in my mind, but you can have different levels of access of the credential. For example, I have a credential that allows me access to a facility. And my level of access is higher than someone else's because of my need to have access.
Yes.
But I don't think that you want to delineate the levels of access, but since this is a secured system and you can't have just, you know, anybody just going into it, I guess it's the word credential that has thrown me off throughout the entire document. There are people who should be in the system and accessing it. And then, in my mind, there are people who don't really have
okay.
No. It's like the people who have the authorization to provide access to the public information, they should be the ones doing it, not just any person just log into the system and can do it. That's just my thought.
It's who are proper, who are authorized to do so, and with the authorization provided, that's the way you use it.
Okay. Yeah, it's credentials that's been throwing me off throughout the entire document.
Can we change it?
Can we work on this a little bit more?
Yeah, we do.
Because credentials is really bothering me, and it just kind of, in my mind, opens the door. Anyone could just say, well, you know, I have a credential.
Credentials,
do what?
say, think of it this way, Antoinette. Credential. So, and that's a good thing of going through it as a native speaker. Is credentials? What is meant is duly authorized. And
okay.
And say as authorized by the PS user management. Say sometimes you say if you want to enter, even if in a garage, or say if you want to, I think Whois is a very good example. If you enter, say if you want to query something, but you don't have the authorization, you will not see all the information.
So it's the word authorization or clearance,
yeah,
should be used instead of
credentials.
Yes.
Okay, I agree.
Thanks, Isaac. Can you make a note of that, and maybe we can, we can just go through it and insert it appropriately?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, because that word credentials, and that it, I keep asking the same questions, why everybody can go into the system.
It returns, and I think you see credentials everywhere.
Yes, it is everywhere, and I've been trying to say authorized credentials, and I didn't want to make it, I didn't want it to take the tone of a security document, because I do work on writing security documents.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to make it sound like Roger and Ramjet, but I just didn't like the way the credentials was used, and it's something that has to be protected, the information. Thank you. For talking through this with me.
The next one is on page 10.
Okay. Sarah deletes the contact information.
Did the interface provide it?
My question was, if the CRO deletes the CI data, do we have to say to the interface provided? Is there a separate or a different interface? Isn't it just?
No. We can delete it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The DS transmits a confirmation of deletion to the TCF, perhaps?
No, CRO.
To the who?
To the CRO.
The CRO? Okay, all right.
Yes.
So can we make that? Because I didn't know who received the confirmation. Okay, don't do that to me. The reason why I raised this question in sidebar was the deletions occur on an individual basis. Is that what's trying to be communicated?
Yes. Maybe like a recurrence?
So one at a time, correct, sir?
Sorry?
It's one at a time?
One at a time, yes.
Okay. Okay.
This is my perspective, but if somebody has a suggestion, how... Because delete, I don't like the massive delete.
Yeah,
it's dangerous. Talking about the system should have the more contacts possible, then the deletion, I think we should the system should take care one at a time. This is this is my suggestion, but we can do it another way, too.
Oh, I was just asking for point of clarification.
Yes.
Are the deletes going to occur individually, or will they be, if there's more than one, would the system automatically do it in the group cluster it was received, or what? So I was just asking a question.
Yes. My perspective is it will be one at a time. I'm confirming.
Okay. So we'll just put some in the, some language to say that it would occur on an individual basis.
Okay. Sure.
The deletions, just to spell it out. Okay, the following aliases should be in accordance to the protocol specifications. And again, it was just me just trying to spell things out a little bit, to write things out. So my suggestion, the process flow for the LDAPS and the card DAS should be in accordance to protocol specifications.
Yes.
With
yes,
the
sure,
implementation
yes.
of at least the basic functions, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, I agree.
Insane.
I agree with the suggestions.
Okay, now we can speak about this section for clarification purposes. Okay. Yeah, this one here, I started to go into it and I needed to stop myself because I think that it should be spelled out so that it flows.
Yes. Okay.
So I was starting out with, but I didn't want to go and start getting myself carried away because I was getting a little bit carried away. But I was starting out with the CR should periodically be probed at a frequency of, and I didn't know if you wanted to indicate what the frequency would be. For the specific
okay.
purpose to ensure that the CI data is current.
Okay.
So I just started writing out. So.
The periodically proof of the information is in the contact center function. Yeah, the frequency of the frequency of the proof of the information is described in the next chapter of the document in there's a table where we're suggesting how frequently the contact should be grouped. This is only the system.
Oh, this is only the system.
Yes, this is only the behavior of the system, because the process itself you describe it, or more like the. The frequency of the proof of contact information is described in the next section.
Okay. All right.
Everybody agree with this?
Wait, is this, Louise? Shall we scroll down to put it up?
Yes, please.
Oh, there it is.
Here it is.
Oh, yeah, I did see that, yeah.
Okay. The table describes the criteria for frequency of the check data. I think it, I asked you, Antoinette, please answer your question about the frequency of proof of information. The table?
Yeah, Bart, can you scroll back? Can you scroll back up to where we were on page 10?
Oh. Nearly went wrong.
No, you're going in the right direction.
I know, but
okay.
I'm not a doctor.
Okay. you're doing great. I was just trying to put some verbiage in so that people would know what's going to be following in the table. So it was like just to write down an introductory sentence or statement so that people would know what's going to follow.
Yeah, but it...
As described in the table below, of course. So I just...
Antoinette?
Yes, sir?
I made a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Is if you include something the CR should periodically probe say something like the accuracy of the contact details, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And the specifications are in table 1 or something like this.
Yes.
Okay.
They have I agree with a reasonable introduction sentence, and then it refers to the table. And we should change, because, Louise, I'm scrolling down now. Is this the frequency?
The suggested frequency, yes.
What do you mean by 1/15th monthly? Monthly?
Thank you. Okay. That was a question. Thank you very
much. Yes. 150 of the all contact information should be covered monthly. Then in 15 months, it should cover everything.
Yeah.
It's okay?
Yeah. But then say that should be, say, Antoinette?
Yes.
Could you check node 1, the frequency criteria?
Well, it says the frequency criteria, and to me it didn't match what I was seeing above with the table, because it says it equals 1/5.
The intention is of 1/15 of all contact details monthly, per month, on a monthly basis. Is that correct, Louise?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Isaac, can we perhaps take this and work on this as far as a sidebar?
We can, yes.
This section here. I do have it correct now that I know that the table is correct.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. And then maybe we can give the table a little title.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
And be aware, this drives the maintenance costs.
Yes. Not only calls, because there's email and faxes and the other way of contact. And in the note, I saw two brackets.
This drive.
In the note,
sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. And the note, maybe Anthony plays a bracket without color, but when we say 1/5 of 1/3 of the total of number of CLDs, there's an or in between brackets. The or is not to be there, because it's not optional.
Okay. It is.
1/5 or
it is. It's 1/5.
1/5 of 1/3.
1/3. Okay.
Yes. This
all
one
right.
The mathematically you can multiply 1/5 by 1/3, it gives you the 1/15.
Okay. Yes. So the 1/15 was correct, but it was.
Yes.
Okay.
In the note 2, you place a bracket with a random. It's not random, because random you can miss something. And the idea with this, that you cover all the data. Then it's not random. It
okay.
should be rotation, secondly rotation, but not random.
Okay. Thank you.
Louise?
Yes.
I have another suggestion. Bart, may I? You made a comment that this frequency drives up the cost, and in the budget document, in the budget funding model, we have different scenarios,
mm-hmm.
correct? Different categories with different scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be? And I'm just raising a question. It may or may not be feasible, work, or be appropriate. But would it be feasible to create a frequency table for each one of the models, as suggested?
The only thing you can say, I think, is, and this is based, say, what I sent to you today. Is,
oh, I didn't read that yet.
No, don't bother. It's if you look at say the cost. There are two major components to it. One is, say, the subscription fee, and this covers also the setting up the whole system. That's one. The second one is maintenance and the cost for maintaining the whole, say, the correctness of the database and the maintenance of the system. if you increase the frequency, then say you ask the people who maintain the database to take a lot of actions, and you can see it right here what it means. So maybe it's a good thing. And this is what you can tell based on, say, some of the say the requirements. If you would increase, say, everything needs to be checked every month, then you know it's going to be very, very costly.
Okay. Okay. Now I'm following you.
Yeah. If you do it, and Louise, that's a suggestion, say, based on the requirements, because I can't read it. Say that all the, and maybe clarify this, that all contact information included needs to be checked every 3 months.
All contact information. Yes, that is true.
So that means, and based on, if you say this, based on this one, so then you have 4 successive rounds a year, then you can easily see how much needs to be done.
Yes, I think, the thing is, in some point we talk about the half every 3 months, the information updated is enough, because every month could be could be too much.
Yeah.
And it's expensive. And every year maybe it's too long.
And so the question is whether it should be every 3 months or every half year.
We can move it.
Just include tables, say one for every 3 months and one for every 6 months.
Yes, I can do it.
Yeah. And then and include in the language that it's very obvious that it's especially based on these tables.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that has a warning message?
No, I'm having it as well.
Oh, okay.
So I'm host, and I hope it still works, so don't bother about the warning message.
Oh.
So Christina is off, so... But I think this is very important, because this drives the cost.
Yes, it is important. Then I will do the second table with the six-month estimate frequency of group contacts.
Yeah.
And include, I can work with the tables, but what about the text, the description?
Isaac and Antoinette, say once Louise has the table, can you say make very clear, say one table is, so in order for people to understand how much data we're talking about, is add language, say one table is based on a three-month cycle, and the other one is on a six-month cycle. And the three-month cycle means that all contact information is checked once every 3 months.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
I'll work with Isaac on that.
You as well.
Yeah, we will work on that one, yes. That's okay.
Okay.
Hitoshi, is that clear for you as well?
Yes, okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Shall we scroll down?
I think from this point on, my comments here, I'd like to kind of... standing committee. Yeah, standing committee. We had the standing committee document.
Yeah.
So somewhere we need to go and insert that in.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to the rest of it yet. so.
Okay.
I had to go.
It's top of the hour anyway. What I'll show you very briefly is the, just a minute, please. Document. What I've done, so you know, say this is based on I'll increase the size a bit, a little bit more.
It's okay for me.
Yeah,
it's good for me.
Even typos in it, but it doesn't matter. I'll reset. So what you see here as well is this is based on the, say, what Jörg Schweiger has done with trusted introducers. So that's a firm who is running a repository like we are looking for the certs in Europe. And they, what they do is the initial fee, so the setup is 900 euro. So that's approximately roughly 1,000 US dollars.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, about 1,000 US dollars.
No, is somebody joined? Or dropped off?
Hello. This is a fish they got.
Hi, Hitoshi.
I'm still here, Isaac.
I don't know. I Hitoshi is back.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and it is based on a monthly fee of 88 euros, so that's roughly 100 US dollars. A little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
This is a monthly fee per participant.
Per participant.
Yeah, so yeah. What you see, if you just subscribe for half a year, say in year one, it would be, so 900 plus 6 times 88, it would cost you 1,428 euros.
Mm-hmm.
And a full year subscription, the first year, is 1,956 euros. So that's it's almost
100,000
euros. It's 2,500 US dollars.
Yeah.
So the first year. Then the second year is, because then you only pay the monthly maintenance fee. It is over, say that's approximately 1,250 US dollars. And from there on. Now if you would look at, with 250 subscriptions, so 250 participating organizations, there are currently, I would say, 300, a little less than 300 CCTLDs, including IDN. And if you would say, would set up, and it takes about half a year, but half would do the first year, half would do the second year, then you can see how much on a yearly basis you need to pay and need to fund as a community, one way or the other.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah. And what is driving this, as you can see at the end, it is the maintenance fee. And that's why I say the requirement, it's a trade-off at the end of the day between cost and accuracy.
Yes. But this maintenance fee is based on check the contact every month, right?
I don't know.
Okay. Maybe it's flat. Maybe they have a flat fee and independently of how many times they check the information.
I can have a look at the email again. This is the only thing I know.
Okay. This is great information. Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's an idea of the cost.
So in another scenario, so I've done two scenarios of three, in fact. So this is, and I had one more one more scenario, but it's not included with 150.
Okay. Do you think that it's important to present this data in the including the presentation, like an example of cost?
Yeah, we could say,
yes.
but maybe we should. And it's the same. And what we need to do, and I don't have any clue how much it would cost to build a system yourself. And it's very clear, say, the maintenance fee will be, say, you need an organization to work on it 24/7. So every day, every week, that organization needs to be available. And that's costly, because that means a lot of people.
This is because I split the process in contact center, because the contact center is, they build contact center for many other services. Then they already have 24/7 operations to provide service to other clients or customers. Then the idea here is to
one of the questions that is whether the IT community wants to build it themselves or not.
Yes.
If you want to do it and build it yourself, and maybe we should add some language what we can think of it, if you want to build it and meet these organizations, it means that you need an organization of at least a couple of people in order to ensure the 24/7.
Yes. Yes, sure, we need to specify this to take account, yes.
And they can, what they can do is do all these checking during that time, but just, I think at least you need three people, and maybe more on a 24/7.
Yes, maybe more, because with three people you cover, you cover one day, but you need to provide 3 days.
Yeah.
During week, you need at least one more to cover 3 days.
Yeah, so at least four or five people who are dedicated to this.
Yes.
And so that means, say, with the average, so then it becomes fairly easy to figure out, say, this is very costly.
Yes.
Okay, that's I think, a good way forward. Maybe I'll update it, and then you can compare it with something like this.
Okay.
I think we have something more to tell about the cost and based on the requirements.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yes, thank you.
I'll draft something like that for over the coming weeks and send it to you so you can have a look at it.
Okay. Great.
Sorry, I have a bad connection. Yeah, okay.
Do we have any other thing about the cost?
No, not really. It's the other document, but it's so. This is more, say, as I promised last week, or 2 weeks ago, I would draft something like this, a bit of an Excel sheet.
Okay. Maybe this is a little long, Paul. Maybe we can leave it here and working on what we have until now, and provide revisions of the original document in the next 2 weeks. It's okay for you?
Yeah. Antoinette and Isaac.
Yes.
Would you be able to do it, have a review, say, based on the discussions of today between now and next week?
Yeah, I believe we can.
Yes, I'll make some time available.
Yeah.
I'll make some time available.
Say the reason is, then we have 1 week to review it, all of us.
Yeah.
So we don't need to go through the document itself on the document on the day itself, and just see so we can comment online.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we find a time for by email when we can meet make the
okay.
lesson work.
Yeah. I'll look. I'm going to look at my schedule. In a short while, and I'll give you an email within the next 2 hours. I've got some things stacking up on here in my office right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything else?
No, not for me.
Nothing for me.
Hitoshi?
I'm here.
Yeah. Are you okay? Any questions?
No comment.
Okay, thank you. Louise, over to you.
Okay, we're set.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much. And we keep working and keep in contact by email with all our staff.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
See you all.
Okay.
Yes. See you all. Bye. Yes, mate. Hi.
Everyone have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you
thank
are.
You.
You too
thank
also.
Bye.
Yeah, great.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.